Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
We had three nuptials, three first kisses, and three awkward first dances. Three of our couples got married, and it's the Married at First Sight After Show here on AfterBuzz TV.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Oh! I love it.
Oh my gosh, it's Wednesday, which means we just watched 2 hours of Married at First Sight.
Yeah.
Because 1.5 hours and four couples weren't enough. We got a fifth one. You guys know what it is. I'm your host, Mike Thielen. What's up, everybody? So glad to have you back. You guys, thank you so much, first of all, just right off the bat, for watching us on YouTube, because you know we're not live streaming just yet. We're working on it. But thank you so much for watching us. Of course, I got a full panel for you guys today. It's not just me. There's two and a three. There's all four. To my immediate left is my fellow married host, Takira.
Hello, hello.
And then on the unfortunate side of the table are the singles.
Oh, shots fired.
Starting off, of course, you know her, Lanisha.
Hey, I'm single, ladies. Beyonce made a song about us, so we win it, okay?
And then he came to us all the way from Houston. It's Kenneth.
Yes, I'm your hopeless romantic from Texas.
Yay.
Very good.
And it's Ken. Get it.
I'm starting out. I want everybody to be introduced to him formally.
You're right.
And then now we become friends. That's and then right. Before the end of the episode, it's Kenny. And you don't even know.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
It could just be... I'm like, get real.
Guys, you know how we do it. We're going to go through the three couples who we had weddings for. We're going to give some predictions for sure about Eminem's wedding, about what to see we coming up here. And I don't know, we're going to rate the couples, of course, as our special segment. And now that we're kind of into it a little bit, we got a little bit more information. We're going to give them ratings. And as you know, we do, we want to see your ratings down in the comments. So we're going to keep track of them because you know he's back. Producer Jonathan.
Yay! Hey, how you doing?
Producer Jonathan is going to make us another one of his handy-dandy graphs, and we're going to keep track of all of our ratings throughout the season. But first, my panelists, we'll start with the singles. What did y'all think overall of tonight's episode?
I knew my awkward couple was going to work. I knew it. But as for the hope... The hopeful couple. Cause I was cheering for Eminem.
You were cheering for them too now.
Yeah, but something in me knew that Taylor was going to be too much for Brandon to handle. I knew it.
You're right.
I'm Team Taylor all the way, but Brandon got to go.
Yeah.
Ken,
not only is this your first after show ever, right?
Yes.
But this is your first season watching Married at First Sight?
Yes, it is.
This is amazing. We know you watched, Woo-hoo. You caught up last week. What did you think of the episode tonight?
So I'm feeling the couples, Taylor and Brandon. There's something about Brandon that is a little, that we'll find out a little bit later, but it's a little awkwardness. But I'm definitely feeling Brandon and Taylor. I think they're better on paper.
I think
the people that were fans of them last week and then seeing them together, it's like, I don't know about this.
TK.
Hit the nail on the head. I'm a little disappointed. But I will say, I was like really awkwardly feeling the awkward couple. The awkward cousin.
It's fascinating, man.
I was like, wow, they might actually be the first to get pregnant.
You know what? Hey, let's just jump right into it with them then. Of course, guys,
baby.
We are talking, producer Jonathan, we are talking about Jessica and Austin. So here they are in all their awkwardness. They are deliciously awkward together. And I think all we really had to go on before this was, you know, some of the individual videos we saw of them.
Right.
And then, which kind of hurt us, I think, was seeing these kind of pictures. And Lanisha sent me a picture before of like one of the, and the pictures look awkward. There's like as far away as possible, right? That kind of stuff. So, but then when they got together, it seemed like it worked. We see them again. This is right before their wedding day. His mom, we found out, was going in on the wine hard. Because he's a mama's boy and a grandma's boy. And funny enough, Jessica was like, I really hope he is not blonde and has a beard.
It killed me.
Lanisha, that's what he is.
It killed me.
Oh my gosh. I was scared at first because I was just like, listen, all you told them was that you wanted him to be tall.
Right. I was like, hold on, where did this checklist come from? Because you didn't say any.
She was pointing out everything.
On the day of. And then it's like, day of the wedding. She's like, I want this, 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 this. Sister girl, you gotta let us know. I bet the producer or the matchmakers was like watching too, like, hold on, she didn't tell us all this.
Like, yeah, just like throwing their papers up in the air, like, all right, whatever.
Yeah. But I'm glad that she did later say, like, oh, he's cute. I'm so glad.
Yeah, the beard wasn't a definite for her.
Yeah, well, that can be grown.
Hopefully. He could be like Jay-Z and not.
Yeah,
he can make an attempt. Her mom. His mom, not a fan of the process, and really obvious her dad was really not feeling it. What do you guys think? We talk about it. I don't want to talk about it every episode. Parents are kind of done almost after these episodes.
Yeah.
So what do we think about the support or lack support thereof? I can speak today. What do we think about it? Because we talk, like we did last episode, about the difference of this being a reality show versus an actual marriage. So to me, it's always funny when parents are super against it because it's like, guys, come on. After 8 weeks, they can break up. Kenneth, you didn't talk to us last week. What do you think?
So with Jessica's dad, it's like he was sitting there face... bloodshot red. And he had the shotgun just waiting to see what was going to happen. Yes, the shotgun.
The shotgun.
But it was definitely, they weren't feeling it. Like, I don't think they were feeling it at all.
Yeah.
And it was interesting to watch. It reminded me kind of like my parents, if I told them that I was going
to
be in this situation.
Getting married to a stranger?
Yes, to a total stranger. But dad was definitely the stone cold, just like, so.
Yeah, I'm
my parents
like him.
Would be like, yep.
That's Mike.
Not surprised.
See, yours is more free will. My parent, no, I know my dad. I know him. And he would be like, just like how Jessica's, it's not too late to run away. Let's run. Let's run now, actually. This is all a prank. Let's go.
Well, what I really didn't like about this, because they, you know, they didn't have a very epic storyline beforehand. And then they go into the actual wedding. Right off the bat, TK. Austin didn't greet the mom.
You gotta greet the mom. You have to greet the parents. And I was like, you know what? Charge it to his awkwardness and not his heart. Like, just charge it to the awkwardness. He was the only one that didn't. I loved Brandon. But Austin, yeah, completely walked by the parents. And, like, you can't do that.
Especially,
you're a mama's boy. You know you have to see the mama.
That's right.
Get it together. But, yeah, I know we noticed that early on.
I mean, if we go back seasons, Steph and AJ was, like, working the crowd.
Oh,
everybody
gosh.
Was liking him. He was tossing
everybody $100 bills. Yeah,
it's going to be super fun. Yeah.
Then,
I mean, how do you feel? You just got married to somebody. You just got married to your husband, brand new husband. And you're not sure if he can open the champagne bottle.
Oh, Lord.
Man.
Are we deal breaking right off the bat?
I don't think that's the top of the priority list.
But she was like, it's okay, I'll do it.
Yes.
I was like, oh.
Like, anytime you're like, it's okay, I'll do it mentality, it was how she responded.
That's horrible.
Oh, and then you notice, like, he did it. He was like, oh, let me not look like I don't know what I'm doing on TV.
Don't try to down my manhood.
Right.
And that had to be instant sirens in his head, like, oh, I messed that up. Oh, shoot.
But he came through.
I bet the producers was like, dude, you have to open this. Like, you have to. Like, you gotta figure it out.
Here, let's come on in with a mic tip. For those out there wondering, the proper way to open a champagne bottle is to hold the cork and twist the bottle. Then it won't explode unless you want to, you know, make it rain. But that's the proper way to open a champagne bottle. Let's talk.
I just get the easy twist off.
The more you know.
I'm not doing all that.
Jonathan, where's the da-ding-da-ding? Da-ding.
There we go.
There you go.
That's what I got.
That's what you got. So,
ding.
She's seemingly super excited.
Oh,
you can
gosh.
Tell she's overly ready. She's excited with him. She's obviously thinks he's cute. She's very excited. Did you guys think he wasn't, or is this just some of his awkwardness and shyness or whatever manifesting? Because he didn't seem as excited as she was.
Oh, no. We're still on Austin, right? Yeah. And just, no, they both seem awkwardly. They seem the same amount.
I thought she was more. Okay.
Yeah. And, I think it was them excited in their own way. Mm-hmm. Like, she was like, I got married.
Yeah. Okay. Like, yeah. He was like,
I'm not scared anymore. All you guys that was talking about me, guess what? I got a man.
Throwing up any signs or anything.
No, he was like, not married life gangbanging or anything. But, like, I was, like, completely thrown off from her because we expected her to be, like, super shy, super, yeah, like, not really talking. But as soon as that ring went on, she was like, whoa, what? Yeah.
And I think his comfort elevated when she was comfortable with his jokes and stuff because he knows that he's awkward. Because
he's like, man, if she doesn't laugh at my awkward jokes,
okay, this ain't gonna work.
This shit ain't gonna work.
I think on the inside, he had the fireworks just
going.
Yeah. But he just did not display that on the outside, but like you said, we're not going to charge it to him.
Yeah. They were loosened up, you know, they loosened up throughout the day. So
they did, and just the picture didn't tell the story. The stuff that we saw before didn't tell the story. All the way down to what is, for me, everybody watching knows I'm a wedding officiant. I've married hundreds of couples. For me, if I get to go to the reception, what does it for me is the first dance. And their first dance, something just about the first dance, and it's a lot of times.
Okay, it was so funny. What? Watching their dance. If you look at her watching them dance, it's just,
I was like.
It was very middle school. Okay. Right? But a lot of times that's the first time a couple is alone with each other, is semi-alone, right? And I just thought their first dance was the culmination of who they are. They're both kind of awkward, nerdy. They seem like they're having fun with it. And they just, like you said, Lanisha's all over it. It seemed like they really connected.
They embrace their awkwardness, and that's what makes them 100% complete. It's almost like you, like, when you truly know who you are.
Yeah.
Like, you know the corny thing where they said, like, you can't love someone else until you can love yourself. Mm. I feel like the fact that they unveil that. Oh, was that Team Married one?
Whatever. You guys cheered over here. It's okay. I'm
all right. I think that's why it works. Because, like, they're the ones, I think, out of everybody who's not putting up a facade. And the moment that you can unveil who you really are, that's when you can actually embody and embrace love. So I feel like that's strangely the reason why they're so perfect, because they're like, yeah, I'm awkward, so what? And everybody else was like, well, I got this going on and that going on, and I'm buff and I work out, and like, I got all this money and I'm a brand ambassador. I'm like, chill.
Like, brand ambassador?
He tried.
Get it together.
He tried.
Get it together. So I think that's why that works so well.
And the family knows it. That's what I liked. I liked hearing all the different comments from them and saying, like, oh, yeah, she's shy and nerdy. He's sure it works. It works.
Right.
Like, he's cute.
And I liked her sister's speech. I was really hoping, like, this is me. This is, of course, my personality, what I would do. Really wish the twins had switched and, like, played, like, a final joke or something. That would have been awesome. I don't know.
Oh,
that's what I wanted.
And very awkward.
Because what if he likes the other sister?
No, I just mean, like, they go from the real people at the wedding, and then maybe the show separates them for a second to do some confessions. Like, she just switched for that, and, like, right at the speech.
Okay.
Yeah. Not really the harmful or anything like that,
He would have waited for a kiss.
The wrong bride.
Wow. Guys, let's move on to Lanisha talking to all of our friends at home. Because, you know, they don't have to just marry our show.
No, you certainly do not. We have a lot of shows that you guys can marry to. We do reality, sci-fi, drama, you name it. We even got comedy for you, even though Mike's here. He has some comedy himself. But most importantly, we want to thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. Thank you guys for chilling with us. And we see your guys' comments even after the show. We love reading everybody's comments. Trust me, you guys have us cracking up. So, thank you, Jonathan. So, I know you guys see it right over there. Just hit that subscribe button right there under the video. And if you guys are listening on iTunes, feel free to give us a 5-star.
You guys rock. You guys know you are our extended panel. We miss you so much on the live chat.
Man.
Jonathan, you got to get that back for us.
It hurts my heart, but we'll get it together.
Yes.
We'll do it. I want to move right now to Katie and Derek.
Oof.
Of course, remember, for all of you, if you forgot at home, Iris probably still a virgin from last season. And in case you forgot from last episode, Katie's diabetic.
Oh my gosh.
Katie's diabetes is the virginity of last season. We've heard about it three times this episode. And I keep saying it's not a big deal. They don't need to, like, throw this out in our face. That's just me.
Yeah. So I wonder. I keep forgetting the pregnant thing.
Yeah.
That's why.
Like, it hasn't come up yet. Like, they haven't talked about it together. And
I don't know.
It's just always weird to me when they keep throwing this in our face. It's like, okay.
Like, it's life. Mm. It's almost like there's a lot of diabetic.
I got it the first episode. Yeah. I feel like episode 4, okay, when they talk about kids or something, maybe she goes into it a little bit and it makes sense. But they said it twice in the first 10 minutes of the show.
Well, I feel like they're preparing us because the honeymoon's coming up. So they're like, remember, she wants kids. So, honeymoon's coming up.
That's what I was going to say, It's almost like their easy way of bringing up babies without bringing up babies.
I guess so. And
it's like their keyword. Instead of saying baby, they just say
diabetes.
Oh, my God.
This must have been, because I missed it. So, it's a blink and you miss it thing, because to me, they didn't mention her ex at all.
She did, yeah.
But what, it's like, for like 2 seconds, I must have been reading something, because it just flew right by me, and I thought they were building it up, Ken, to be like a major plot point of this story.
We wanted him to walk in.
Yes, I was waiting for a what's going on moment. Like, I miss you. I love you. I messed up. but that did not happen.
Okay, I would have had my popcorn. I would have been like, oh, y'all, it's about to go down.
We were waiting for a Jerry Springer moment.
We were waiting and nothing happened. What did happen was Derek's mom, Claudia, coming all the way back from South America, flying back from Uruguay to be at the wedding, and she, not supportive off the bat, was a lot of crying, and she was upset. This is me being hyper cynical and probably really mean, because she said, I just never wanted to lose you. And I was like, well, you moved all the way to South America. So that's like really far away. But sorry, that's just me being cynical. It's really sweet because she really came around, right, and said, you know, in the end she's going to support it. So that must have been a really sweet gesture.
Very much so. I mean, I keep going back to Mindy, you know, mentally, because her parents are like, I mean, we don't even know what they look like.
Sure.
So, I mean, it's almost like we take that for granted when we're watching the show. And I know we're very like, oh, it's a TV show, they shouldn't be upset, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I mean, not a lot of them, they're complete, like, when you think about their generation, they didn't have stuff like this. Like, they didn't have shows. Like, they don't realize, like, it might be temporary for TV, but like my mom, for instance, was like, no, you're married. It's always, it's like having something on your record. You could always Google it. And it's like, always.
You can always Google it. Like,
oh my God, KPJ, like, chill. Like, I don't know. So maybe they're like, look, this isn't, like, stop taking it so lightly, because it's like, they probably look at our generation like we just throw the D word around like it's nothing. Divorce.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's
I was
nothing.
Like, what?
I had to clarify.
Yeah. She said the D word. We throw the L word all over the place. I hear everyone say, I'm so in love with him.
I was like, what's the L? Okay. No more abbreviations. I think her bridesmaids were drunk, by the way.
Oh,
like,
yes.
They were like, Katie's getting married. We're having a good time.
Katie herself was drunk.
That's great.
I just love you. Was that the dancing?
Honey, she fell was into excited. His embrace.
And then her dad, Dante, I feel like this is going to come back later in the season. He seems very, very protective. And I don't know. I just get that gut feeling. I forget whose dad it was last season. Elizabeth's dad, right?
Oh, yeah.
Kept coming back. I don't know. I see hints of that with Dante. Yeah. What do you think?
I think he'll let go.
I saw that more with Jessica's dad than I did with Katie's.
Oh, really?
Yeah. As far as protectiveness. But as far as parents being protective over it, like, the mom's always going to be protective over their son, and the dad's always going to be protective over the daughter. That's just natural. Just naturally.
Yeah. Okay. I thought they had a nice wedding. Your boy Kang tearing up. That's a good groomsman right there.
Man. I need to hire him for my, like, everything. Birthday. Like, anytime you need that one solid friend with the tear. Man, he's good.
Kang is emotional. Kang is there with it. And they had a really big, good, solid kiss. She even said to the audience, right, he's cute.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
No, that was, they said, wow. that he's cute was Taylor and Brandon.
Oh, sorry.
But they both were like, wow.
Like, I thought, tell me what you think about Katie and Derek. I thought that it didn't seem like they had amazing chemistry right off the bat coming out of the wedding. But I started to see them connect as they took pictures.
I saw the connection beforehand. I didn't think they were going to work first episode. Because individually, but seeing them together, I love seeing Derek get so red when he saw her. Like, he was blushing so mad hard. You could tell that he liked her. She knew she was going to make good babies with him. Like, I saw the connection.
I think, like, what's so funny is I was looking at all of you guys' faces. And, like, you were kind of like, Like, Lindy, she was like, okay.
I love
love. And, I know, right? And then Mike was over here like, okay, can I feel it in my... But, like, Ken, you were, like, super... I feel like you're the observant one out of the group.
Yes. Like, he's going to catch everything.
Analyzing, like, nope. So I'm over here, instead of watching him, I'm watching him analyze them, and I'm like, ooh, I feel his vibrations of energy on... Yeah, I don't feel it either. I don't like it. No, like, not for this particular couple, but I don't know. I felt like Katie and Derek were... You were chipping a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like Katie is more into him than he is into her.
And Katie's more ready in general.
And it's building.
Yeah.
But definitely, I mean, we saw it with the dance. Like, she fell into his arms.
Completely.
Like, he was a Disney prince.
Yeah. Melted.
Well, she was drunk into his melted hands.
She's melted. She's ready for more kissing. They have a good connection. I think they had a great connection at their reception dinner. They talk about going to Thailand. Fantastic.
Together.
And really sweet. Her brother and his father gave speeches. Seem really sweet.
My only dilemma is their background. As far as them, if they really are ready for marriage. Because he said he's never... Well, he's never been in love. Like, I'm remembering that. Like, he's never been in love or anything. Or been in, like, a serious relationship. And then with her... It seemed like, I'm going to keep repeating it, it seemed like she's only just wants kids, and she wants to be married really fast, not really actually thinking it all the way through. So I don't know if they're ready for each other, but I did see sparks in this episode.
Yeah, the part that I didn't see them connecting was right after they got married, when they were on the balcony talking.
Yeah.
That was what my notes referred to. At least they found out that they have a lot in common, so that's cool. Yeah. Grad school, and they're professionals and things like that's great. But in that second, I didn't see them.
But I think that I know the whole study buddy thing.
Okay. I'm like, I was going to say, TK, say it.
The study buddy. I think, honestly, I think Katie and Derek are the perfect representation of what this show would really be. Like, you initially see them like, ooh, they're attractive. I like this. I can get down with this. And then when you ultimately talk, like, you're a little awkward, and you're like, ugh, okay, don't really know how to start the conversation. And then whenever you're at the reception, you get a little bit, you know, warmth, like Ken said, melted. I think that is a natural flow of what most couples would probably do. So, I mean, I didn't feel the spark too much then, but I also didn't really take it to like we did Taylor and Brandon. I think we took it as just like it's awkward, and that's okay. So I think they'll rekindle.
The grad school thing made me really say, like, I don't think they're ready. Y'all gotta focus on school. What?
No, as someone who has been through a wife in school, it's doable.
Really?
Sure.
Okay.
Of course.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, my wife went all through grad school.
Both of y'all? Oh, just her? Okay.
I'm dittoing because I know what his wife went through. Because I'm like, she worked out. She worked hard. I'm like, yes, girl.
Nursing grad school is no joke. So, right off the bat now, let's move right off the bat. Wow. Finally, rather, let's move to Taylor and Brandon. Thank you to our sponsor, May Jewelers, for the ring. Brandon had to show his bros.
Oh, my God.
Check out this ring.
And he said,
and then TK was like, there's a diamond?
No, I was like, is it a band? It's just like, is that it? Like,
they're not sure yet, okay?
I was looking for the diamond, too.
They're not going in on a diamond just yet. There's 8 weeks to figure this out.
It wasn't really even the diamond. It was just like, I was like, hold on a second. Does she have an engagement ring? Do they do? Like, I started thinking, like, do they do that on this show?
Yeah.
And I was like, So she's gonna walk around with a band?
Well, my thing was the bragging. Because he's like, look at this, bro. Look what I got my woman.
And he was like, bam.
No. The producers were like, get this May Jewelers plug in here now, Brandon. And he was like, look.
Yeah. But look, let me not sound like a complete materialistic, stubborn piece of, you know, whatever. It's definitely not all about the ring. It doesn't even have to be a ring. It was just, I think that's why it turned me, like, I reacted so aggressively because the way he did it. I'm like, he's the only one talking about a ring. And he was like, bam! Like,
so great.
It gotta be a ring. I think that's why.
It gotta be a ring.
I think that's why. Brandon just, on so many levels, I was already judgmental. And so I think... I think when that happened, I was just really aggressive. I'm sorry.
It was. I'm on your team, even though you team marriage over there, okay?
I was.
I'm on your side with this one, TK.
This is a stranger. Brandon. I'm not spending that kind of money on a stranger.
Right.
Brandon irritated me.
I was like, you got a ring? Well, we could pick one up in about so weeks.
Yeah, like, well, come on. They got to feel it out. They crowdsource a nice love letter for her with his groomsmen. She's having a lot of fun. She's having fun with her girls. And I want to bring this up now because I think it comes back to the rest of their segment. Brandon really talks about struggling with anxiety very badly.
Yeah.
So I know we're going to get into their relationship, but right off the bat, he said, you know, it sounds somewhat crippling for him, like shakes and physical manifestations, obviously mental stuff. So we kind of put that in there. Start the wedding. He greets the family. He greets the mom. Thank you so much. And so did Derek, by the way. I want to toss that out because we make a big deal out of it. Here's what I didn't like with Brandon right off the bat. Mm. Trying to look too cool, I thought. I thought he was putting it on too much, Ken.
I think Ken called that.
Too cool for school.
Yeah.
They remind me of the couple that... They post photos from vacation and everybody's like relationship goals, but then their real friends know, like,
it's not working out.
I think he was really trying to overcompensate, which is why he greeted the family so but he was really like going in and was just so nervous. So I don't know if it was his anxiety,
a little weird swagger down the aisle and stuff. Yeah,
he was like, "What's up, y'all?"
Yeah, like, no, bro, that's too much, too much for the
wedding. Relax. And it seemed to me like the families did not look super happy out in the crowd in the audience.
The groomsmen was digging Taylor. They was checking her out.
Everybody. Pastor was like...
The pastor was even looking.
What's up?
The pastor had an amazing robe. Those were amazing robes. Those look really, really cool. Yeah, the groomsmen and bridesmaids are having a great time. They don't care about it.
Yeah.
And might I say, Team Taylor, those bridesmaids was looking fierce.
They look great.
Okay?
Yep.
Really good.
Really, really good dresses.
I just... For me, she seemed really pleased. Like, she was like, okay, he's really attractive. She was like, he's cute. I am 100% not sold on Brandon. And I don't think that it's just him being awkward. I don't think it's just him trying to be cool. I think that there is a combination of... Kind of like what you called last time about him not knowing what to do. I think there's 100% insecurities, but there's one more thing that I haven't put... It's just something else is going to come up throughout the show. Mm-hmm. It's not just awkwardness or nervousness or anxiety. It's something else. Like, there's dull in his eyes for some reason. I can't picture it. Because I was so excited for them to see one another. And Taylor was all for it. He... Almost slick looked like he wasn't attracted to her.
There's no way. There's no way.
I don't know if it's like something shallow on his part, like from face up, or I don't. It's not. Can't back me up.
No. I feel it was something that was not like she was. Again, she was more into him. Seemed like, and her level throughout the day seemed like it decreased. And he started to drink, and he got more comfortable.
Her level was increasing as a reaction to him.
No, but she called it. She was like, does he not like me?
She said yes.
She felt it. She felt what we're trying to identify. It's not just him being awkward.
Do you think it's a jealousy, though? Like, maybe he's not used to being the good-looking one?
Not just that. I mean, I think... Maybe not even on looks. I think, dang, y'all, even down to the vows, her family, like, put her up on this pedestal.
Yeah.
And his family trashed him. Like,
so bad.
Every opportunity, like, didn't say, really, if you break it down, one nice thing about him. Like, well, he speaks his mind, which is kind of cute, but then I was like, no. No matter where he is, he really speaks his mind. He was like, dang, y'all. Like,
but I think, toss it out there, just for all three of our couples tonight, I think the women are all into it more than the men so far.
That's safe to say, I guess.
All three of them. Yeah. Taylor, Katie, and Jessica. They all seem more excited about it. So,
yeah.
Brandon, they kiss and go away too early before they're pronounced. No big deal. We get it back. And then we get to the reception.
Oh, the picture, though. Oh, please bring me that picture.
No, the reception. Sorry. The grandma. Sorry. Remember, we were mentioning the grandma and her diss. The grandma's just like,
the grandma's
she's attractive. That's Brandon's taste.
Brandon likes pretty girls. TK reminded me, let's not skip over that. The kiss was terrible. When they're taking pictures, he goes in for a kiss, and she pulls, but like, oh, we're doing that. You think like we're actually married now.
Pulls back.
Hard.
I can see why.
And his face was like, ooh.
Now, is that because she didn't want to kiss him? Or is that a reaction of her being like, I don't think this guy is really into, like, what's going on?
I think that was a natural reaction. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he kind of went in for the kiss, like, on some frat guy type, like, oh, I'm a pretty boy, and she's going to, you know, kiss me back. But she's like, oh, no, like, we're not doing that, bro.
And they're mentally, they're not there, because in his interview, he was just like, oh, yeah, the physical connection is there. And she's just like, no, this is awkward. He's awkwardly bringing up video games, and, like, weird.
She has a 360 and an Xbox One.
Yeah.
She's perfect for him.
But I don't think she plays it on the regular.
Right. That's the only thing he got excited about.
I think he plays it on the regular.
That was the only thing he got really excited about.
She was just trying to find something in common with him. That was, at this point, because he wasn't bringing nothing to the table.
Brandon might be the worst dancer we've had on Married at First Sight.
Gosh. Can't dance, can't cook, can't do nothing.
His grandma was like, let's go and turn the tempo up. I'm ready to shake it. She killed it on the dance floor. And then, as TK said, we're really putting Brandon down, because then Taylor's maid of honor gave her speech and said, Brandon, you are now officially the second best-looking person in the room and the second smartest. Right away, this guy, you know, he's super nervous. That's why I wanted to bring it up right away. And we're almost out of time here, but do we give him any benefit of the doubt? Is it any just anxiety? This guy is nervous. And then we talked about it before. There's tons of cameras in his face. There's production people rushing him around. They just got married. The family's there.
He didn't eat.
He didn't eat. He kept saying that, which is like annoying, dude. Like, you can't get hangry on your wedding day. Like, whatever.
Yeah, you can.
No, come on. You got to have an amazing time. This is a first impression. It's not only a wedding. It's a first impression.
Okay, I got to be very wrong.
It's a first impression. It's a first impression.
I need more food.
I don't think.
Happy.
I don't know. That's what I thought. And I don't know. I was trying to give him as much benefit of the doubt as I could.
I give him 1%. Maybe when we rate the couple, let me think on it till we rate, and then I
ain't got no thinking. Brandon, you out for me.
We'll get a little more background. I mean, he lost his father when he was 13. His brother to gang violence. Mm-hmm. I mean, he might be dealing with a lot of different other things, which could be problematic in his relationships. Uh-oh. While grandma was like, he got a lot.
She's breaking. Good
looking girl, so.
She's breaking.
Ken took my 1% to 2%.
Heart of cold over here is breaking.
I know a lot of people who've been through stuff, but that doesn't.
I just didn't like
down to one.
I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt, but to be honest, I'm really not feeling it. I was really disappointed because, they were.
We're going to see.
Well, guys!
My couple's still over there. Eminem!
Anyway, next segment.
I mean, that's honestly about it. We got Eminem coming up. We had just a quick preview. Guys, we'll give just 10 seconds on this because we're talk way more about it next week. She's upset about the dress because it's too big. Is this something to get that emotionally upset about?
Yes.
Yes. Definitely.
No. No, it's not. And I'm going to leave it right there. We'll talk about it next week. Guys, now we got to rate our couples before the time is up. We're only going to do three today, obviously.
Yeah.
This is our motivational pirate background music.
I can't stand you.
We're going to start down with new guy Ken.
All right.
Yes.
All right. We're going to start. We're going to go in the same order that we went in. I believe we started with Katie and Derek.
Yeah, we can do that.
Did we?
I don't know.
Sure. Katie and Derek, Ken. Scale, 1 to 10.
1 to 10. I'm going to give them a 9. I'm really excited about
this
couple.
Oh, okay. Lanisha?
I am going to go ahead and give them a 7.
A 7? TK?
I will give them a... They'll take my 7 today.
They'll take your 7? I think Katie is in this to win it. I'll give her an 8. I will give them an 8.
Wow, you don't do 8s.
No, I usually do one. I change it up. I don't know. Let's move on to the awkward couple, Jessica and Austin.
Man.
Why are you I love them.
Okay. We know you do.
All right, you go
Lanisha?
Ahead. Oh, okay. I'm going to I love them. I'm going to give them a 9.
9?
Yeah.
I'm giving them a 9, too.
9?
9 as well.
Oh! I'm going to give it to them, too. Let's 9 it up for these two. They're having awkward fun.
Yeah, I was with them. I would be at their reception.
And then, TK, what are you giving Taylor and Brandon?
Oh, gosh. I'll give them a 3. You know what? No. Let me do a 4. Okay. Just for the simple fact of she is giving what she should be giving.
Yeah.
Brandon's not meeting her halfway.
Ken?
Yeah.
I will say a 4.
You're going to go 4 as well.
I'm with 4.
Lanisha.
You like me. I'm separating them. Taylor gets a 10. Brandon, you get a -1.
That makes a 9.
Bye. Down together. No. They could get a 2.
You get a 2?
Yeah.
Wow.
A 2.
I don't want them together.
Okay, I'm going to give them higher than you. I'm going to give them a 5. Because I want to shove Brandon some benefit of the doubt. I'm going to give it... I think it's going to come out really quick, though, and I'm going to make a worse decision next week, probably.
Taylor deserves
if
better.
If he follows down that
They'll
route.
They'll work it out. We'll find it out.
I'm excited to be... Next week, guys, of course, we have Mika and Michael's wedding. We've got Mindy and Zach's wedding. I think they're the couple we're most worried about now.
Mindy and Zach.
I don't know. We're gonna find out next week. I can't wait to watch another 2 hours of this.
Yes,
it'd be super exciting, guys. Until next week, Ken. Where can they find you, my friend?
At Kenneth Ware Jr. K E N N E T H W A R E J R.
Yes, and I'm Lanisha, and you guys can find me on all social media at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A, 914.
Dang, I'm not going to spell mine, but you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Takira _Shabra, even though it is pretty hard.
Married people don't have time to spell anymore.
See, single people will care and give you the time of day. Okay.
Wow, this is gonna be so fun, guys! Thank you so much
Where
for
can
watching
they find
us.
You?
I wish we could shout them out. I always shout everybody out, but we're not live streaming, so I can't wait to shout somebody out. We're gonna shout you out some of the comments. You guys, tune in. We're gonna do this next week. My name is Mike Feeling. You can find me everywhere at Mike Feeling. Have a fantastically awkward dancing night.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.